Recorded live from the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla 1985. Yeah, I'm staring right at you, boy, when I do that. Hey, Podzilla fans, we got a special treat for you tonight. The cast of Nerd Up. I almost said Pen a Nerd. It's so hard not to say Pen a Nerd.
I know, and Pen a Nerd just, like, it really does roll off the tongue. I mean, I am going to miss that name a little bit.
I like Nerd Up, too, though.
Nerd Up is good. I'm excited about the future of Nerd Up.
Yes, as the Podzilla Network. As well as the Podzilla Network is what I meant to say. It's a special treat. We got the cast here. To my left, Stephen Bright, who's been on the show before, most recently as the E3 show, which was a lot of fun. So, Stephen, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back.
Across from him is Lindsay Wolfgang from Blogzilla 1985. Who I still haven't posted the article for. No, it's my fault entirely. It's my fault entirely. Lindsay, hello.
Hi.
Across me from me, mama, down there at the end of the table, Jesse Kimball, who just posted the first episode of the Marvelous Jesse and Chris show yesterday.
Yes.
Or earlier today, actually.
Yeah, it was earlier this morning.
This is a 2-episode day.
Almost 3-episode day, really.
We have the first episode of Nerd Up, which airs tomorrow.
Correct.
And we're going to start the pre-tape call-in show soon. So if you hear us talking about Nerd Up, you should have called last week. Congratulations. It was a good show. I listened to it earlier. We actually listened to it at Gaming Grounds in Jackson, and everybody liked it. So good job.
Excellent.
To you and Chris. And then next to Steven, and in between Steven and Jesse, the Jesse-Steven sandwich.
That's a sexy sandwich.
That is. The beard level.
Help me!
making her first appearance on an official Podzilla 1985 podcast, Krista.
Hey, yo.
Hey. The one, actually, funny story about Krista. she helped us with the first episode. I would not have known how to do this at all if Krista hadn't taught me.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, and it's good to finally have you on.
Not a problem.
Coming back from the days when we were doing this with one microphone.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the table. Oh.
If you guys know the pleasure of putting one microphone between yourself and Zach Price and trying to record that way, you will know my pain. And you'll know why I drink now.
But, oh, man, just looking at the table, seeing how far we've come as a show, like as a network.
The network, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We started this thing off with one microphone and a Rock Band mic, in Lindsay's case. And now we actually have equipment.
Hey,
we've got
mics. Rock Band mic worked, thank you.
It did. As long as you didn't move the cord.
We have access to actual recording studios and buildings. It's really neat.
Yeah, thanks to Double H, Hunter Hendrix, who's also been a super help on this whole Podzilla thing.
That's really true. Shout out to Hunter.
Shout out to Hunter, as always. Well, we have a very unique show tonight because we let the fans pick the topic. It's the first time we've done this. The fans pick the topic on my Facebook, not on our email address. Which does exist. Podzilla1985@hotmail.com. Somebody send us a goddamn email.
I thought it was Gmail.
Shit.
Nobody uses email anymore. It's
Nobody
all spam.
Nobody uses Hotmail anymore.
Yeah.
I use
still
Hotmail.
Use Hotmail.
The only thing I use Gmail for is my YouTube account.
Same here. And well, actually, in Blogzilla.
I mean, granted, I still have the same Hotmail account I made in high school.
Yeah. Same here. I had to drop that. I was one of those people, like in middle school / high school. My names were shit, like, my very first email address ever was MajinVegeta88.
God damn!
That was, seventh grade.
Zach Kurgis, that's for you.
That's for you.
I'm still Sailor Staria.
I've been Tuxedo Sly since high school, although my first email address, because I was a big Bone Thugs and Harmony fan, was Dark Harmony. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I still use mine. Give me Monster.
That's true. Anytime I come to work and I have to log somebody out of Spotify, and I see the email address is Give Me Monster. I know who it is. It's either Krista or Billy.
Well, I mean, like, I would take Give Me Monster over MajinVegeta88.
MajinVegeta88.
If I'm gonna give that email address out to any human being. So now, you know, I got into the Gmail beta back in high school when it first started up. And, instead of picking, like, something that I could potentially give out to people, my very first Gmail address was foxfupa@gmail.com.
Why are you so weird?
That was a whole clan thing in back in the days of Halo 2.
No, let me stop you. Let me ask you. Did you ever kill anybody in Halo 2? Did you ever kill anybody in Halo 2?
Yes.
Nate? There's your proof. The Klan killed people.
The Fox Fupa.
The Fox Fupa Klan.
No, it was the Fupa Klan, actually, which was a whole thing from Burger King back in the day.
I thought you did work at Burger King.
I did.
And Krista, you worked at Burger King.
Yeah, so did I.
I think that's the first time we met you, actually. Stores. What's that?
Same, different times and different stores for me and Krista and Burger King. Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Burger King?
Sure.
What not a
miserable place
King.
To work.
Why not?
But yeah, so, I've had to change email addresses a few times over the years because, yeah, those are a little embarrassing. So, jlkimble2s@gmail.com, far more professional.
Do you remember...
Screw professionalism.
We're going to get to the topic here in a second, but do you remember the woman that came into GameStop once, and we had to get their email addresses for the pro cards. Yeah. And her email address was like sassybitch69@hotmail.com.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because she asked for a piece of paper to write it down.
She was too embarrassed
because
she didn't want to say it.
Oh my.
And then, like, Shannon picked up that little piece of paper and just, like... You could see him trying really, really, really hard not to just immediately start laughing.
Yeah, because we jeopardize our jobs daily, and I didn't need that on me. I didn't need that evil on me.
Oh, that's really true. Like, I'm sure if she had reported that we'd laughed at her email address, we would have been shit canned fast.
You know what, ladies? If you don't want to get your email address laughed at, don't call it sassy bitch. And don't attach, like, the number 69 to any email address. Any email address that has a 69, 420, or, like, ecstasy on it, probably not going to get a job with that.
Give me monster 69.
That's not your email address.
No.
Is it? Okay, thank God.
Good
I just
no.
assume it's like a 13-year-old boy that has the 69 in their email.
And 420.
And
actually,
420.
No. It would be nice if it was just kids, but it's actually grown men that still do like...
Sadly,
The 420 thing is definitely the grown individuals, which is really unfortunate.
Oh, that is unfortunate and embarrassing. And speaking of embarrassment, hey... Tonight's topic, as chosen by the fans, both of you. shout out to, I think, Blake and Hunter both suggested this. So, Blake and Hunter, thank you for the suggestion. We're talking about celebrity scandals. And why is that important? Just came out today. I don't know if you guys heard about this. I'm pretty sure you have. That Jared from Subway!
I did hear about this.
Yeah, under investigation for child porn.
Oh.
So apparently while he's eating fresh, he likes to...
Oh, God damn. Someone made that joke on my Facebook, because I made a joke about it, and they said, well, he likes to eat fresh. And I was like, fuck. That's wrong and lovely on so many levels.
Now,
it's important to point out, though, that he has not been arrested for anything. They merely took all of his stuff. Because someone in his organization actually did get busted for child porn. I was going to look it up and I have not. I'll try to find his name here in a second so we can put the guy on blast. But the guy tried to kill himself in prison and failed. So anytime you think you may be guilty, if they try to kill themselves in jail for it, they probably are guilty.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, did you see Daredevil? That was a setup.
I thought you were asking about the movie.
Oh, no, I'm asking
I
about
did
the TV
too
show.
For a minute.
Of course I've seen the movie.
Well, yeah, I mean, you, and there was one other person that liked that movie, or really the only people
Bob.
On the planet. Was it Bob?
Yeah, Bob really liked it.
Wait, Chris, are you saying you liked the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie?
I didn't like it. I thought it was cool. Eh.
I need to watch the director's cut, because you say, like, both of you are saying that that's the best version
yeah.
of
oh,
the
yeah.
movie.
Yes. The director's cut is far
so
superior.
I need to watch that version.
Correct. But I still like the original version. Fuck
yeah, it's just not as good. Oh, my God. I'm trying to find the damn name on this thing. And thank God Podzilla's site doesn't have a million pop-ups. So this website, I'm trying to... What website is this? Because I'm going to blast you. IndieStar.com, you sons of bitches.
Oh, I tried to look at an article on that earlier, and they told me I had to fucking...
I had to answer
a survey
question to see an article.
What?
Are you kidding me?
And the survey question is like, do you use Google Plus Social? Like, fuck you. I am no longer interested in your article. Go to hell.
Yeah, it just asked me, do you own an iPad? So then they give you a little bit of the story, and you have to answer another survey to continue reading. IndieStar.com, if you think your articles are so good that you have to go through so many... They're not listening to this. Why am I getting mad? Why am I getting mad?
Because it's what we do.
You know who we are mad at, though, before we talk about celebrities and how stupid they are? Podbean. Let's talk about Podbean
I'm
for a second,
Jesse. I'm
real
upset with Podbean right now.
Tell us why you're upset about Podbean while I drink this delicious fruit punch Gatorade.
Okay, so earlier today, I decided that I was going to cancel the Podbean account that I'm paying for so that they wouldn't charge me, which is the entire, honestly, like a bulk of the point of the merger, was so that Shannon and I could save a little bit of money each month on some of the expenses.
That's a Little Caesar's pizza.
That is a Little Caesar's pizza. Yeah. So I go on to cancel it, and I make a little announcement saying that from here on out, we're going to be under a new name, and it's going to be on, you know, podzilla1985.podbean.com. And I'm going to downgrade to the free account is what my plan was, and have just the final episode and that announcement, and that was it. Leave it up there for a month or so, like, anybody that's not on our Facebook will know to check there.
Right.
I go to cancel the account, and then I try to go back to the webpage, the penandnerdpodcast.podbean.com, and it's gone. It's been completely erased from existence.
I like the way you said it earlier. We said, what was it? It's like, done? Cool. See you later.
It's like, done paying? Cool. Later.
And then you no longer exist. So now when you go to Podzilla, if you want to go listen to the old Pen and Nerds, which were good, you can't. They're gone. Pen and Nerd didn't exist anymore. It's almost like I slipped them a 50 and said, just make sure it's quick. I want no traces.
I do
the
have...
The joke being that I don't have $50 to do that. You know?
Oh, if only. I would. Anyway, I do have the hard copies, and I'll probably repost them somewhere at some point in time. But yeah, I was kind of frustrated because I don't get a partial refund on my payment, and they just straight up like delete my website. Like I've still got that website for a week from my payment, and they canceled it. And yeah, no refund, just straight up obliterated my website.
Yeah, we play a lot of MMOs. And can you imagine any MMO where if you canceled your account early, they just cancel the account and don't give you any money back on it?
Oh, shit.
That's ridiculous. And they used to do that. Yeah, they used to do that. And that was just insane. In fact, I think it was Ultima had an option. It said, you can either delete your account or deactivate your account now, and we'll just cut your billing off now, and you can't play anymore. Or you can deactivate it, and it'll stop at the end of this payment and won't charge you for the next month. Why is that even an option? Who would pick the first one? I don't even want the option to play for the month I paid for. Thanks.
I can see there would be a group of people canceling those accounts. The parents.
so the kids won't play anymore?
Because I knew more than a few people when I was in high school whose parents actually canceled their accounts because they were playing World of Warcraft instead of doing literally anything else. Homework, studying, extracurricular activities. Basically, they got home and they played WoW. And then they went to sleep at some point, maybe. And then went to school, got home, played WoW.
Thank God we've all outgrown that. So you guys playing Destiny after this?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Destiny is the new WoW.
Yeah, I say that. I see three Destinies on each side of me, ready to go. So fuck you, Podbean. I said it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Fuck Podbean. Like, I'm honestly really tempted to try and find a new place to host.
We're kind of like David Letterman when he was on NBC, where he just openly said, fuck NBC.
And what are they going to do to him?
He went to CBS, made more money.
Are they listening to this podcast?
Podbean? Podbean doesn't know we exist.
Yeah, no, seriously.
We're under the radar.
They just get a check monthly. Yeah.
Right.
It's like child support payment. I send them my check. I don't know what the fucking kid's doing. Anyway, speaking, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to segue this, but I'm just going to jump right into it. Child rapists. So, Jared from Subway that got this. You know some other celebrities that have been busted for kiddie porn? It's a surprisingly long list. The ones that jumped in my mind, especially Jeffrey Jones. Do anybody remember Jeffrey Jones?
I do not.
I probably should, but I don't.
You will. He was in. I think he was in the Pee Wee Herman movie. He was in Beetlejuice. He was the dad.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Busted for child porn.
Really?
Horribly embarrassing. Paula Poundstone. Busted. She was on Home Movies. She was the first voice of the mother. Busted for child porn. Hi. Not child porn, but Pee Wee Herman himself was busted in a theater whacking it to a porn. Which, yeah. by the way.
What are you supposed to do in a porn theater?
What are you supposed to do in a porn theater?
Yeah, I really don't. That whole situation I never got.
I neither.
Like, he went to a porn theater and he was jerking it. And he got in trouble for it.
Well, the only thing I can imagine is he was jerking it ass Pee Wee Herman. He's just, you know,
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
Then I don't think he would have.
My bicycle.
I don't think he would have gone to jail for that, though.
For whacking it as Mr. Pee-wee. That
Mr.
sounds
Pee-wee.
Even worse.
Goddamn.
Oh. Yeah.
Can I hear that laugh again?
He does pretty
that
well.
That was actually really good. I think that's the best impersonation I've heard you do.
Thank you. I'm proud of some of them. But that's my Pee Wee Herman whacking it impersonation. My regular Pee Wee Herman's not nearly as good.
I'll take it.
But it was horribly embarrassing. Pretty much ruined Pee Wee Herman's career.
Oh, yeah. He was never on kids' shows ever again.
No, and he was. What, now he's got a new Pee Wee Herman movie coming out, but it's like a Netflix original.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one that they're putting out in theaters or anything.
But
so.
At the same thing, though, if you go back to his original, like, sketch comedy stuff as Pee Wee Herman before it became a kid show, it was not kids.
No, Pee Wee
Herman. It was very, very perverted.
Yeah, he's a comedian. I mean, Pee Wee Herman's just a character that came from, you know, it's like, what's that story Stephanie always told us about, Adventure Time? It was originally about two guys on, like, meth or something, and they adapted it to a kid show.
No, it was a regular show.
Yeah,
regular
show.
Yeah, what did I say?
Adventure Time.
My apologies.
I was about to come across that table and just beat the crap out of you.
What really time confused. Is it? Meth time.
With John DiMaggio.
I'd listen to him do meth.
I'd listen
That'd
to him
be entertaining.
Do
yeah.
I love John DiMaggio.
He's a great, oh my God, yes. He never got in any, scandals. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not that we know of.
And a scandal
I was
can either.
Say they haven't caught him.
That's the important thing, not to get caught. Yep. Although scandals aren't always bad for you. No one would know who Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton is if they weren't good at sex. Mm. Actually, they're not even that great at sex. I've watched the videos. Me and Pee-wee, we sat next to each other. Just say I didn't get to hear the voice.
Aw.
Jesse, I want you to do your Pee-wee Herman for me.
Nope. No, it's not going to happen. I've never tried and I'm not going to on the air.
I do a mean Hey Zombie too, but
you should do Mickey Mouse.
Can you do Mickey Mouse?
We've talked about this before. Like
you
the,
do a Mickey Mouse
stuff
sex scandal.
Doing stuff on the spot is never a fun time for
That's
me.
That's true. It's no fun for anybody. Yeah. That's why we need to do is give you some Quaaludes.
Oh, Mr. Cosby, when did you get here?
I'm sorry. You were talking about Bill Cosby. All right, well, let's talk about Bill Cosby. So Cosby. This is what I wanted to talk about. I kind of jacking around with other celebrities, but I really wanted to talk about Bill Cosby because it came out, I think yesterday or the day before.
It was a couple days ago.
Yeah, that they finally subpoenaed his testimony from years back where he admits to giving women drugs to have sex with them. Oh, God. Oh, I knocked my mic over. I'm so shocked. I just came down with amnesia.
Well, wasn't that what was the big controversy with Bill Cosby a little while back? Was that not the same thing?
It is. But before he swore up and down, you know, I didn't do it. This is a smear campaign. And now, like, they tried so hard to block access to this. The Associated Press are the ones that went to the judge and got this stuff unsealed, where he admits to doing it. So now, I mean, the dude's dead. He's dead in the water. He's fucked at this point. And they've already started pulling all of his sitcom reruns. Like, it's over for Bill Cosby now. And that's shocking to me. Because I grew up watching Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Huxtable. He's...
Yeah. Raping women left and right, apparently.
I guess. Well, then again, like, Quaaludes weren't... They're not like roofies. Like, they... it's not like they become unconscious or anything like that.
No, I think it's more of a relaxant or something like that. But it wasn't just Quaaludes. I'm trying to see what the other stuff was. Let me see. Well, they have a quote. He said, the attorney asked him, when you got the Quaaludes, was it in your mind that you were going to use these Quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? And, they asked him, did you ever give any of these young women the Quaaludes without their knowledge? And they told him not to answer that question. Because Ooh. It's a yes. Mm-hmm. Because it's a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cosby, why?
Now why we will never ever get pudding pops again.
Is that your end game in this? Is pudding pops?
I'm kind of hungry.
Well, see, what I don't understand is why now. Like, apparently, I'm reading this, more than 25 women have come out now and publicly accused Cosby of raping them.
I think,
and that's over like a period of the last 40 years.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it wasn't actually. This isn't recent. Like, this wasn't recent. This has been happening for a long time, but they kept it off the radar. It wasn't, and I remember it. I just looked it up so I can get the name right. Comedian Hannibal Buress, he made a joke on one of his shows about how Cosby did this and that people should know about it. And then all of a sudden everybody went, wait, Cosby did what? And people started looking into it and realized what he had done. And then all these women started coming out and saying, he did it to me too. So this guy is actually the one, this comedian is the one that broke this whole story, really. And yeah, Cosby, like I said, dead in the water. He's done at this point. I mean, this is worse than Mel Gibson talking about Jews. This is worse than, I'm trying to think of some really embarrassing ones. Britney Spears' career.
yeah.
Shaving her head and going nuts.
But same thing, though. If this is spread over time, their whole, like, statute of limitations
stuff. Oh, it's, yeah, it's passed.
I mean.
Yeah, Cosby can't be touched on a lot of these. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's just his public image.
Yeah, he's been judged in the court of public law. And he's done. He's done at this point. Jesse, you look like you're reading something over there. What are you checking out?
I'm trying to see when, like, if anything in here posted, you know, the last time this happened, because, like, is there not, like, a statute? What's the statute of limitation on this?
20 years?
On rape?
Or is it 10?
I think it's 10, but I'm going to look it up because I admit that I don't know. It may vary by state, too. But
because it's one of those things, like, he deserves some sort of punishment, but I honestly don't know what they could do to him outside of just shaming him publicly.
Which they've done.
Right. I mean, that's happened.
Yeah. I mean, they've pulled everything from Bill Cosby. His career is over. He'll go down not as Dr. Huxtable, but as rapist Bill Cosby. Like O.J. Simpson. He's not O.J. Simpson. He's O.J. the murderer.
No, he alleged murderer.
It's true. He never got found guilty. A lot of these celebrities never get found guilty for the things that they do. Have you noticed that?
Amazing what money will do.
I wouldn't know.
I particularly liked O.J.'s book that he released. Like, this is how I would have done it if I had done it.
I like O.J. Simpson's prank show. Did you ever see the clip for that?
No.
He really did put out a prank video where he goes to, like, a dealership and tries to sell the white Bronco. And, yeah. yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know O.J.'s in jail now, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for it was something taxes, wasn't it?
No, he's,
no,
trying,
he's
to
trying to steal back his own, like, trophies and stuff.
That's right, yeah. Because they were trying to auction it off.
Jesus Christ.
He donated to a museum or something like that, or a...
it was a hotel or something in Vegas.
Casino or something. And then they were trying to auction it off.
Yeah, and he stole it back.
Right.
The argument being that it's my property.
But he donated it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work that way. What is wrong with celebrities, and do you think we'll ever get to that point? The answer to the second one is no. The answer to the first one, though, is more. Like, seriously... What makes you think these guys can get away with this? Is it the celebrity? Is it the money?
I mean, you have to think at some point that, like, you get that sort of untouchable mentality.
Yeah.
Superiority complexes.
Yeah, it's like, do you know who I am? Like, that kind of phrase, like, you
Reese
hear
Witherspoon
that a lot.
Tried to pull that on she got pulled over, and she pulled the whole, do you know who I am?
Yeah, I remember reading
about
that.
You're about to fucking find out.
Like, I will have your badge for this, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. It's like, who the fuck are you? You've been in some movies.
When was the last movie you made?
No,
that wasn't a romantic comedy. I don't watch that shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, has Reese Witherspoon ever been in something that wasn't a romantic comedy?
There's a comedy, Cop Out? No, not Cop Out. She's a police officer, and she's exporting...
Oh, the newest one.
Yeah, the newest one.
It didn't do so well at the box office. It was no Jurassic World.
Or Terminator Genesis.
Ooh.
Not even Terminator Genesis.
Because Terminator Genesis bombed hard in the box office.
It did not bomb hard. It was third place. Behind Inside Out and Jurassic World. That's
and
like saying...
fourth and fifth week of release.
Well, that's like saying that I took third place in a lifting contest to Mark Henry and The Mountain. You know? Of course I took third against them!
Yeah, it had a real bad opening weekend.
It only came in a couple million under their expectations. That's a different show. You want to talk about Jurassic Nader? What?
we actually Jurassic did talk Genesis? About that a little bit on Nerd Up.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to listen to it. Krista, you weren't there for Nerd Up, but you keep looking like you have something to say and Jesse keeps interrupting you. So please.
No.
Please.
Again, like, I kind of wish I was in the Nerd Up, but that's fine. I mean, we can talk about other topics. We don't have to keep going. I was going to bring back to the point of, like, why some of these celebrities are not getting, like, put on the spot for it, and I'm sure it's for the same reason that everybody's thinking, is they're going to pay whoever money to keep hush-hush about it.
Yes.
A lot of the people that are coming forth about it aren't saying it or didn't say anything beforehand because they were too scared, too afraid, like you were saying earlier, that if they said anything, you know, who would believe them?
Yeah, it's Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who accuses Bill Cosby of rape? Other than like the 47 Dr. women.
Rape someone.
Crazy. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't even know what to say about it. I'm literally at a loss of words. That never happens for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People you thought you looked up to and find out, oh, he was raping people.
Because Bill Cosby is on a short list of black celebrities that have been on TV that have been positive. Like, can you name any other positive black people on television other than, like, the big three? Will Smith.
Will Smith. What about Jaden Smith? He's a...
Has he been on television other than on, like, Freaks really and terrible movies. Assholes?
Michael Jackson? Oh, wait.
Hey, we can talk about Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan?
He's going to be...
In the new Creed movie.
Yeah. He's going to be Creed, Apollo Creed's son in the new Creed movie.
If you're talking about celebrity scandals, Michael Jackson... Holy crap.
That's really true.
And another one where his career was ruined. He was the king of pop.
He was only able to escape that in death.
Not even then.
He's going to make a comeback, though, in London with the music tour.
What is this? Like, this is it?
Yeah. This is it.
You know, I actually deleted a bunch of friends from my Facebook after the Michael Jackson thing because I'm trying to remember one guy specifically who said something about Michael Jackson going to heaven or hell or something and made fun of him for raping kids. And I'm a Michael Jackson fan. Now, this guy's in a wheelchair. So the first thing I said is, well, I hope heaven has, you know, like wheelchair access for you or else you won't get there either. And I kind of felt bad about that, but I don't because I like Michael Jackson. Fuck you, James.
No.
Oh, my.
Whoa. Did that get too real?
A little bit. A little bit.
Welcome to the Podzilla Network.
Well, I mean, we don't know who James is, so...
I'll tell you his last name if you want. No. Let's keep a little bit of mystery to it.
Yeah. Let's try not to publicly humiliate anyone else but just Nate.
I was going to say, we've already done that.
Speaking of celebrity scandals... I don't want to give Nate a big head, but every time he's on the show, it goes well in the ratings.
The listens anyway.
Yeah, the guy's like he's like a train wreck. People want to stop and watch. You know?
That's really true. Like you have to hear what he has to say just so you can. It's kind of like back when I was in college, there was this individual by the name of Brother Jed.
Oh, the guy that would sit out there and preach against everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Me and Mimi went to see him once. It was ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I still remember the first time he ever showed up on campus. One of my best friends at the time, Allie, she was super hardcore conservative Christian, always dressed real conservatively and everything else, was walking past. And Brother Jed just looks at her and points and calls her a sinner and a fornicator and an awful piece of shit. Effectively, like he didn't say
shit. He didn't say shit because that ain't Christian.
That ain't Christian. Yeah. Because her place is, of course, you know, in front of a stove for her man. That's actually, you know, that's what the Bible teaches. So that's what Brother Jed believes.
Oh, and I'm going to get hate mail for that one. Thanks.
That's what Brother Jed teaches. Anyway, I'm not.
Stop saying Brother Jed.
I think you just like saying it.
It's a lot of fun to say, honestly, Brother Jed. It really rolls off the tongue. But either way, people would line up. He would get a huge crowd of people just wanting to hear the ridiculousness that is Brother Jed. And I feel like Nate is Podzilla's Brother Jed.
I have people that legitimately ask me if he's a character. They do. They seriously go like, he's the best character on your show.
Oh,
plays
he's a
him.
Character.
I'm like, he's not a character.
He's serious.
Oh, goodness. The News Fox is a character.
Moran the News Fox?
Oh, I love Moran the News Fox.
That's someone we need to bring up here. Should we stop talking about Nate at some point?
No.
We can stop talking about Nate when it stops being interesting.
Yep.
Okay, so we should stop talking about Nate. It's not interesting. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's not interesting.
Interesting is funny. Funny is interesting.
That's true. And I'm starting to think that if you guys, especially, you know, let's talk about you guys and Nerd Up and everything. If you guys are going to be covering that stuff, the nerd culture, video games and stuff like that, maybe I can cover more of the serious topics. And Nate is prime example of what's wrong with the thinking in America. I'm not even talking about his Christian views. I'm talking about just his views in general. The KKK, which we've talked about.
I mean, honestly, that's not so much his views as it is his lack of education.
Yeah.
And I've talked about that before. Like, a lot of his views are influenced by the fact that he was educated poorly.
Remember the fappening?
I do. Why is this
a thing? That's what killed Blogzilla.
That's
temporarily.
True. Yeah. No. The GameStop article is what killed Blogzilla.
Yeah, that, thanks, yeah. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't want to keep talking about Nate.
No, that's the thing. Fine.
It's not that I don't like him. I do like him, and I don't want to make fun of him, because I do like him, and I don't want him to post my show on my site, on my Facebook, asking, did you hear this? Yeah, I heard it. I was there. I said it. So I thought, okay, how can we switch over from Nate to something that's relevant to the topic? And the first thing I thought of was masturbation. And when I thought of, and I think about that often, when I thought of masturbation, I thought of the fappening. Biggest celebrity scandal of last year.
Oh, hands down. And
proof of how stupid people are.
I'll never forget, like, when it happened, because you and I were just talking about Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. And I think you looked up a picture of Jennifer Lawrence and said, oh my God, Shannon. And Bob was there.
Yeah.
And all three of us were like, what, within 5 seconds, we found it.
Because we were just like, yeah, if only some nudes would leak of her. And then, boom.
Little did we know that's all she did.
Yeah.
When she's not acting, she's naked-ing.
Naked-ing.
It's a word.
Some people just don't like clothes.
I'm look at Bob. he prefers nudity.
That's okay. What an unfortunate roommate to have.
Speak for yourself.
Oh.
Well, celebrities make the same mistakes as the rest of us, including taking naked pictures of themselves. If you don't remember the fappening, it's when someone hacked in their account and then nudes of everybody went online. Now, quick show of hands, who here has never sent nudes to someone else via phone? Who hasn't sent nudes to others via phone? Holy shit! I can't help but wonder if this is rigged.
I don't believe you've never sent a nudie picture.
Not via phone.
via
ICQ years ago to my friend Michelle. Oh, shit. Sorry, Michelle.
So wait, hold on. You never sent a nudie picture to Lindsay when she was still in PA?
I have never sent a dick pic to Lindsay, no.
Really?
No.
He could just show her.
Well, not when she was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, when, like, their beginning of their relationship was all, like, her in Pennsylvania.
It's true. It was a strange start to our relationship, yep. Yeah. Huh. Lindsay, have you ever sent pictures like that over the phone?
You know the answer to that.
Because Shannon has them.
I'll tell you the one I'm the most shocked about.
What's that?
That's Steven. Steven, have you sent naked pictures over the phone?
You know, actually, I was thinking that, too. Shit, you sent dick pics?
Yes. I have had girlfriends before. Not recently.
Wait, hold on. Jesse?
Well, well, I mean, hold on. Let's move back to Steven.
No. We moved on from me and on to you now.
Krista?
Krista? Because I was going to make a comment. Like, I guess Steven's generation really is just attached to those mobile phones.
Generation sexed is what I call it.
So, I mean, it would so it would really make sense that, yeah, in high school, he's probably sending dick pics.
Well, let me just remind you guys that I'm old. And when I was in high school and college, phones to us were flip phones where the camera resolution was the was god awful. So even if I did send a dick pic to a girl, she would never know.
I mean, I remember like phones were, because when I was in high school, same thing, flip phones. And like the best picture you got was like 1.5 megapixels
and it was
some
awful.
Of the razors.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I was in college, I had a BlackBerry Curve, which had a better camera, but it still wasn't great.
You can't find a phone now that isn't designed for selfies.
It's true. They all have like front and rear facing cameras.
He sold cell phones where he works just by talking about the selfie features.
Because apparently the Galaxy S5 has all these extra features where you can like edit out all your shit automatically.
Okay, so since we've established that everyone at this fucking table but me has sent naked pictures through the phone, I have to ask, and this works out great for me as host, what if those pictures came back to haunt you years later?
Who says they haven't?
Jesse, we need to talk about this. There's a side of you I have never met before, and I'd like to meet him.
No, but he's not as interesting as you think, I promise.
The fappening, do you blame the celebrity? Like, is it their fault for taking the pictures? Are they dumbasses for doing it? You
absolutely
guys have done
not.
It.
Absolutely not. Like, no, I don't think they're
dumbasses.
Everyone
who doesn't knows there's a risk to it.
I mean, like, the thing that they did incorrectly was make their passwords really easy to figure out. Because the thing is, when you say that their accounts were hacked, they weren't hacked. Their passwords were extremely easy to figure out.
And they sent them to the cloud.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what happens in the cloud.
It's Skynet.
So apparently, like, it was like a small group collaboration is what my understanding of it is. And, as they were able to figure out passwords to people's, like, iPhone stuff, they were able to access their cloud and pull down pictures. And once they got, like, you know, an acceptable number, whatever they decided was good.
Which for Jennifer Lawrence was in the hundreds, I think.
Yeah, that was a lot.
My God.
Once they got what they thought was a good number, they just unleashed it on the world. And, yeah.
Like, and broke the internet.
Right.
Quickly.
And I don't think they're necessarily dumb for that either. Like, you should have more secure passwords than, like, I think one of them was literally the girl's first name and the year of her birthday.
That's retarded.
Like, that's, yeah, it's real silly. So, I mean, you get these kids that are literally just plugging away, like, predictable passwords and eventually getting in, and that's how they got it.
Well, look at Vanessa Hudgens. Big, what was she on?
Disney Channel.
Yeah, but there was what was the high school?
High School Musical.
High School Musical. And she was really big, and then her cell phone photos leaked, and she was like 17, I think, when they took. So it's not only is it bad, it's also illegal to have them. But yeah, as early as 17, big star, celebrity, and then she's a bigger celebrity because of it, you know? So maybe we're looking about this the wrong way, and that you guys actually need to leak these cell phone pictures online. We'll call it Pod, like Fapzilla 1985.
No,
I don't have those pictures.
I don't think anyone wants to see the sausage fest that we'll be cooking up.
I say, no one wants your dick pics.
Please don't make assumptions on my show.
I mean, we may have several listeners that would be more than happy to see some of the pictures that would come out of this table.
I know a couple of listeners that would love to see those pictures on all sides. I know some that bat for both sides. I would love to see them. Well, damn, I can't look at any of you the same way anymore, except you. I know how dirty you are.
I was about to say, you're receiving the pictures from her.
I hope I'm the one receiving the pictures from her. Your parents don't listen to the show, though. Of course they don't. I don't get paid for it. Why would they care?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's another show entirely.
I like how uncomfortable he got right there.
This is why we don't invite Lindsay on the show much.
Thanks.
Because she gets.
So that's why I've been replaced on how many shows now?
Oh, you're not Ethan. Don't worry.
Oh, no.
We still invite you back.
Oh, has anybody seen Ethan?
He was here today.
Yeah, he came in.
Well, I haven't seen Ethan in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, he wasn't here all week last week.
I assumed he was dead because he's dead to me.
I asked him that. I was like, I thought you were dead.
It's a joke. Steve is looking at me angrily. It's a joke. It's fine. I like Ethan. It's good.
We all like Ethan.
Yeah. Hey, let's spend the last few minutes talking about Nerd Up. Because I'm excited about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
See, this is the way I can plug your show. We'll get hit the ground running.
Okay. After talking about nudity.
Will, what better way to draw people in?
Right? Will there be dick pics on Nerd Word? Nerd Up.
Absolutely. We will be showing it on the podcast while we record.
You guys actually are recording naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little known fact about Pen and Nerd, it was usually nude.
Yep.
It made for a really interesting show.
Yeah. Really awkward, too.
That's why me and Krista didn't talk much during the first episode, but then
what,
we got
what are you implying?
Well, didn't they sit next to each other?
No.
Stephanie and Steven. First it was Steven and Ethan sharing a mic.
Oh, God.
And then it was Stephanie and Steven sharing a mic.
Oh, God.
Okay, and this is getting into some dark corners.
Lonnie's going to be wondering, what the fuck are they doing over at my store? He wouldn't even think the F word. What are we talking about?
No, it's true. He would not.
All right.
What the frick are they doing over? He's, Lonnie, good. I love you. I'm sorry. If you're listening.
Cool. Jesse, I did Pee Wee Herman do Lonnie. do Napoleon Dynamite's version of Lonnie.
I was about to ask if that's the one you wanted. Yes, you can. They think they're getting pretty serious. Pen and Nerd podcast is getting real heated. Yeah, I like watching the video.
Oh God, we do have video, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
So Nerd Up. It is a continuation of the Pen and Nerd series, which Pen and Nerd is dead.
Correct.
Long live Pen and Nerd.
Even though it's dead.
If you can find those episodes, more power to you, because they're not on the internet anymore.
God, you know, damn
we should
Podbean.
Upload them all to Podzilla and have like Pin a Nerd Week, where we just go over the older episodes as like a, you know, hey, celebrate new episode every week of Pin a Nerd, Pin a Nerd Classic or something like that. You know, give people something to listen to, because the new show is when. Well, technically it's tomorrow.
Correct.
The special episode.
The special episode starring Double H, Hunter Hendrix.
Personal friend.
Personal friend. Will be published tomorrow in the morning time-ish.
So I can listen to it before work if I want.
Correct.
Cool.
And who's on the show? Who's on the first show? I know Krista didn't make the cut because she had to work, unfortunately.
Correct. Krista was working, so she was not.
I offered to cover.
So,
Shannon,
this week,
you made the schedule.
This week we had... me and Hunter, and then, CJ and Steven.
No, I'm not gonna talk about it. I don't think we should talk. No, he doesn't listen to the show.
Who?
You know who.
Oh, CJ?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's ever listened to an
episode. He's never listened to a single show.
I don't even think he listens to the Pentanerd shows.
I don't think he knows he's on Pentanerd. That's not true, cause you've got a log of... I'm looking forward to it. What's different about Nerd Up than Pen and Nerd?
Nerd Up is going to be a whole different format, so we're no longer doing the individual topic representative of individual fields. It's actually going to be a lot more similar to how the classic Podzilla shows have gone, where I'm hosting the show. I've got a list of things that I want to talk about that are nerd-related, and you know, we do have a roundtable discussion, see what we think about that particular topic.
It's worked well for me.
And that's, I mean, why don't fix what's not broken, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be the perma host, or are you going to rotate hosts too? Like, is it ever going to be a, because it's getting to a point now where I will not be the host for every show anymore. You know, it struck me today. I thought, man, when I saw that you had two shows up, one with Cody Sandusky, our old friend Cody for the sports show, and then one with Chris for comics, I thought, wow, it's going to get to a point where I'm not the host on Podzilla anymore. I'm one of the hosts. And that's a little strange. That's a hard pill for me to swallow. Soon enough, Tanner Thursdays, I won't even be hosting that. Tanner's gonna take over. It's his show. You know, I'm holding his baby for him until he gets ready. He's not ready yet. He comes in, he sees this, he thinks, oh, that's easy. Like John did. John thought, oh, it must be easy. And then what happened the first time John tried to do an introduction?
That was really funny.
He squeaked. Yeah.
He's like, oh, hell, start over.
Yeah,
can you cut that out?
Shout out to Big Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. So yeah, it's weird. I won't be the only host anymore. Are you going to have other hosts, or is it going to be your, I don't want to say your show, because clearly it's a group thing, but will you still be the leader, or are you going to pass off the, you know, pass the buck to these guys?
It'll really depend. If I'm there, I will be the host. But there are going to be times where I'm not going to be able to be there. For example, July 19th, I believe, we normally do record Pen and Nerd on, or,
Pen and Nerd. See, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be recording Nerd Up the same time we were recording Pen and Nerd, which is Sunday mornings. And I will be on my way back from Nebraska on July 19th. Am I looking forward to that trip.
I will be in St. Louis getting ready for the big WWE Battleground show. Yeah, we're going to be there live at the Scott Trade Center. Myself, Hunter Hendricks, Tanner Calvert, Asa will be there, I believe. It's going to be a lot of fun. So who the fuck's going to run this show on Sunday? Half the cast is gone.
That's a good question. I mean, it's going to be
a Sunday episode.
Steven, Krista, Stephanie, and CJ, I suppose. I'll just have to name a host for the day.
The weekly rant will take over.
My suggestion for host is Blondie. I think she's ready.
That's who I'm probably going to pick for the host.
Yeah.
And I'll have to pick it because otherwise they're going to bicker amongst themselves on who gets to be the host.
Really? You actually think I would want to host the show?
Not you know who I'm talking about.
I think we all know who you're talking about. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Krista, are you excited about your first hosting gig by yourself?
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a whole rant fest I'm waiting to happen and rage about.
The weekly rant died with Ben and Nerd.
No, it didn't!
when she's in charge.
When Dad's away, who knows what happens.
So, yeah, who knows? I mean, well, I will be entrusting that show to Krista, so we'll see how it goes.
Jesse, are you going to nerd up or shut up?
I'm always nerding up.
Is that the tagline? Nerd up or shut up?
That was something we talked about and I really liked. So.
I like that too. Well, also on that day, since I won't be here, Hunter won't be here, Tanner won't be here, Asa won't be here. As far as I know, unless plans change, Zach is going to host his first show and he's going to host the,
oh, that's true.
The reaction
show. Because I will be back for that.
Yeah. I think it's going to be him and you and, Yeah, Jordan. No, Jordan's going to be out of town.
Yeah, because that's why he couldn't go to Battleground with you, correct?
Shite. So you, who the hell else can come in?
Because I maybe like Cody. When, the last Louis? Time, oh, Cody would be cool.
Yeah, Louie.
Sure, and maybe Big Johnny.
Big Johnny would be good. Yeah, I'm gonna message Big Johnny see if we can get him in here.
Because I mean, the man knows a lot about wrestling. He's pretty charismatic.
Oh yeah, John. Oh my God. Dude is like a walking, he's like Hulk Hogan, and he's like Dusty Rhodes all over again. Just less, more hillbilly sounding.
I like Big Johnny as Dusty Rhodes, and I think he would really like that. I think he would take that as a compliment.
I think he would too. All right, so the big news to come out of this, celebrities are idiots. Everyone here has done nudity online, except me. And Nerd Up starts tomorrow with its special first episode featuring Double H Hunter Hendrix. Regular time slot will be on Mondays.
Correct.
On the new Podzilla 1985 network. Fuck, I feel like a corporate shill. We're going to have a whole list of shows that we're going
to
do.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Hunter about it today. Yeah. We have a show every day of the week.
I think Wednesday is still open, though, isn't it? Or is that when
that'll be the Marvelous Jesse and Chris.
So Friday.
That'll be the sports show with Cody Sandusky.
Won't happen until August, though, from what I understand, because Cody will be moving back down here. So we'll have something to fill in until then. Yeah, or maybe we'll just take a fucking day off.
Why would we ever do
days
that?
Days off.
Maybe you could have a show, Lindsay.
Maybe.
Ooh, we could put you Lindsay talk about and all the Stephanie nudity in for cartoons, since that won't be featured very heavily in Nerd Up anymore.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's a good sounding show.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. So, Podzilla fans, hope you're looking forward to the future, because it's getting pretty exciting. Getting pretty serious.
Guy.
Thank you so much for listening. We're going to wrap this up so I can get home and play some Grand Theft Auto with my other wife, Bob, because we're going to form a polygamous marriage like Nathan Collier. Have you heard about him?
I haven't heard that he's...
Check out Blogzilla.
Yeah, it's on Blogzilla 1985. I'm going to do a show about it. He is challenging the Supreme Court's ruling of what a definition of marriage is. He wants to be married to two women at once.
Okay, you said Nathan Collier, and I went straight to Phil Collier.
He's on my friends list, yeah.
So wait, Phil's going to marry two women?
And I was like, and another man? I didn't know he was seeing anyone, much less multiple people.
We'll do that one in the future. We're going to be back, or check out tomorrow, Pennant. Nerd Up. It's going to take a while.
It will take a while. It's going to be an adjustment for sure.
Nerd Up tomorrow. Tanner Thursday this Thursday. I don't know what the fuck Tanner's got planned. Something about Columbus. Or gays,
oh,
I don't know.
Conspiracy theories. Yeah, it's
back to the conspiracy theories.
About the gays?
Who discovered America
first.
Gays.
There's not going to be any talk of the gays.
Friday, we're
who
off.
Who was gay first?
As of right now. Who was gay first? That's a good question.
Well, I mean, there's actually a whole lot of theories that was John the Baptist, I think, and the Bible was actually...
It's
all through Greek and Roman
it goes through in the Bible.
Oh, because I know. I hear Nate now.
Well, yeah, I mean, he pledged a life of celibacy, and a lot of people think that's because he favored the other gender and that was a sin. So
Jesus did that too, right?
Did what?
Life of celibacy?
Well, yeah, but for different reasons.
He was a carpenter too, wasn't he?
He was a carpenter. No, he wasn't a steel mill worker, Shannon.
Hot stuff coming through.
No, you gotta say it with the lips.
Hot
stuff coming through.
And with that, we're gonna call it a night. We'll see you guys on Thursday for Tana Thursday, Saturday for Pro Wrestling Unscripted, Sunday for
Sunday,
Monday for Nerd Up. Oh God, a lot of shows. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for appearing. Looking forward to Nerd Up, and can't wait to see it tomorrow. Listen to it tomorrow. Yep. Take two. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Good night.
There you go. Bye.